Five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church of North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 400. It is February 18, 2016. I want to remind you that this podcast is being recorded in audio and video, for sermon audio and for YouTube. You can go to either of those places to get this message. It's also going to be in written form as of today. This particular message can be found by going to sermonaudio.com. Here it is for my video audience. /aservant70. You'll be able to find there on that page what we're doing today. And you'll see a PDF file there that's available. The whole book that I'm talking about, it's about a 45-page book that I've just put together. It's at the publisher's right now. I'll be getting a proof on it in just a few days. And that will be available to you by the time we finish, for sure. But if you want to read the whole thing ahead right now, it's on PDF form. And I encourage you to go find that. Well, I left you hanging a little bit yesterday as to why is it that you could, why is our study a clue to identifying the Antichrist? Our study is about the seven kings that the angel is talking about in Revelation 17. So we go to verse 10, and I just read it when we began. It says, there are seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come. When he comes, he'll continue a short time. What's all that about? Well, in John's day, remember, let's go literally here. This was spoken in John's day. In John's day, five of these kings or kingdoms had already fallen. It's all history. Five were history when the angel spoke to John. One was in existence as John watched. And he was seeing like a panorama of all these things. One had not, and still has not, come. Now, what do you do with all that? Don't go to sleep right now. If you're going to sleep, sleep a little later. But this is it. Listen to this. This seventh world kingdom, the angel says, is only going to be around a little while. And I want to say, first off, you heard it right here, that is not the Antichrist kingdom. Though I can almost guarantee that people living at that time, and it may be us, they'll think it is. It will be bad. It'll be universal. It'll be anti-God and all these things that Antichrist has been, but it won't be the Antichrist yet. We've had Antichrist kingdoms in the past. How do I know that number seven, that one that hasn't come yet, how do I know that seven is not the Antichrist? Well, I know from verse 11. Look at this. The beast, that's this animal that he saw, that was, past tense here again, the animal that was in John's day and is not in John's day, first century, is himself also the eighth and is of the seven and is going to perdition. Are you confused yet? You're supposed to be. Because if you're not confused, then I can't help you out of your confusion. The beast is the code for Antichrist. In Revelation 13, most conservative biblical scholars have seen the Antichrist in Revelation 13 and right here. It's the same animal. You can go back and read that, and I think we'll be talking about it at chapter 13 a little later too. The animal, it's represented with the seven heads and ten horns, is the eighth kingdom. The beast is the eighth. But he said there are seven. But he's the eighth. Well, if there's just seven, how could he be the eighth? Why isn't he the seventh? Seven heads. But this creature itself, this animal, the Antichrist himself, is the eighth entity. But he includes all the seven. Not only does he include all the seven through his characteristics, which we're going to talk about, that's what this study is about, he's actually one of the seven. You can read it for yourself. He's one of the seven. The beast that was and is not is the eighth and is of the seven. One of the seven. You get it? I tried to make it really plain. One of the seven specified kings who already ruled in the past, and really five that just ruled in the past, or John's present, or our future, one of those people will rule again as Antichrist, here called the Beast. He'll be raised from the dead. That's why he's called the animal or the beast that was and is not in John's day, remember, and yet is to come. He's coming. He's coming. A resurrected king is coming to rule planet Earth. He will be the Antichrist. Mimicking Jesus, you see. Jesus, too, was then was killed, and so was not for a while. Then he was raised from the dead, and he's coming. The resurrected king is coming to rule the planet. But one will come before him, claiming to be the resurrected king who is to rule the planet, and most of the planet will go for it. We're so easily deceived. The world's going to go wild over this man. Who is he? The angel narrows it down, I believe, to seven candidates. Seven men. It's not like you get to choose. God has already chosen. I believe God has seen to it, though, that these men are described in the very book, the Bible, that describes the true king that shall come. There'd be no way for his people to scan the headlines and figure out who it is. The mystery would have to be resolved via information that he's given to all of us. Look again in verse 10. In John's day, five of these kings had already fallen. They lived before John lived, in the days that we would call Old Testament times. They're in your Old Testament. Consider also that the angel says that this beast was in John's day and is not in John's day, first century. He ruled then before John and is one of the five that were fallen or that are dead. They're dead. Fallen is dead. These are the very candidates, then, I believe, to examine as possible antichrists. The antichrist raised from the dead. If you know those five men, you probably know who the antichrist is. Don't have to go to the media. You don't have to read the news or worry about all the different guys through history. No. It's in the Bible. It wouldn't be fair. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to figure this out if it weren't already in Scripture, or at least alluded to there. Now, there's a popular theory out about the seventh head of the beast, the one that we haven't seen yet, the one that's coming. They say he comes, the seventh king, and then he is assassinated, clearly dead. But then soon after, he's miraculously brought back to life as Antichrist. devil enters into him, brings him back to life. And I have to say, that fits much of the prophecy. I wouldn't be shocked or insulted if that's the one. But it doesn't fit everything. There's still that detail that's given to John that the Antichrist was, based on the first century, and is not based on the first century. He's talking to John. Anytime you see a conversation in the Bible, you want to find out who's speaking and to whom he's speaking and what the context is and so on. I believe that every detail matters. I may be wrong on this. I've been wrong before. But I believe that every detail matters. I think we should look at every word. I want to take you through then a series of studies of men. There won't be long on each one. I just want to show you some men right out of your Bible who lived before John, who had characteristics that a true Antichrist would have. These are men who have already been used by Satan once on the planet. They've been here. They never finished the work that they had started. They got midstream and then were cut off. Would love to come back and finish what they started. And the devil has one of them convinced that he's going to be able to do that. Now they're going to be able to finish the work, finish off Israel. Now the Christians, get rid of them. Hate God, take over the God of the universe. Take over. That's what he wants to do. Satan wants to do. And he just needs the man to do it. Now, as we go through the Old Testament, guys, you'll find that I didn't stop at 5. I've actually got 6 there. And I apologize for that fact. I wasn't able to bring it down to 5 in Old Testament times. Although I've only numbered 5 of them because one of them is suspect, and I'll tell you why when we get there. Maybe you can help with this as you study, and then you can help me narrow it to the one. I've narrowed it to 1 or 2 in my mind. I believe I know who's coming back. And for the sake of the argument, I'm also going to include a look at the king who is in the first century. And we'll discuss further that seventh king idea. I want to do, it says there are 7 kings, so I think we should look at all 7 kings. But for my money, I don't bet really, but if I were a betting man, I'd go with one of the guys that is very prominent in a certain portion of Scripture in the Old Covenant. All right, pretty important stuff, I think. I wouldn't have written it. I didn't think it was important. You may well know, by the end of this study, the name of the one who will rule the world in which you are still living. Could be. The way things are happening in the world, I know they say Jesus is coming today because of what they've seen. I think there are some things that have to happen. Jesus could come for you today. I don't worry about the doctrine of imminence, which is suspect in some of its interpretations, because clearly that imminence will apply to me and to you individually. He could come today. This could be our last day on the planet because he could come for us individually at any moment. But as for his coming for the church, I believe Paul in 2 Thessalonians is pretty clear when he says that day is not going to come unless the man of sin is revealed. Now, I know you're looking for a second coming or a third coming or whatever, some of you who believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. We've covered that elsewhere, and I hope you'll go check that out. That is simply a stretch, a real stretch. You don't need to stretch the Scriptures. You just don't. All right? Before we take a look at the candidates, we need to get his final description, the Antichrist, that is. So we'll be able to recognize him a little more easily when he appears. And as you're reading through these guys in the Old Testament, you're going to say, oh, yeah, I get it. He's definitely like an Antichrist right there in Old Testament. What's he going to look like, Antichrist? I went online looking for pictures, and I finally had to get off of there because they're so gross. These are just artist conceptions, and you've got presidents in there. And I decided not to give you a picture of that. I have a artist conception of each one of the other seven kings that are coming. What's he going to look like? The one who takes the kingdom out of the control of King Seven, number seven, and becomes number eight. What will he be like? Can't give you a picture, but I can give you a word picture based on the scriptures, and that's what we will do next time. I can't wait. I love doing this. I could do them all today, but no, we'll wait. We'll do it a little at a time. I hope you will go and study and get ahead of me and find out what I found. Not that you won't come back to work with me through this, but that you will not be taking everything I say at face value. Study on your own. Get into your church, by the way. I hope you're not one of those folks that are hiding out from the church. I don't care how imperfect your church is. Get in it. Get in it. Make it better if you're so much better. Unfortunately, people who stay out are usually worse. When they get in church, they mess things up, and not just because of their doctrines, but because of their life, and that's why they're hiding to begin with. Get in the church. God made a church. God made a church. He expects you to be a part of it. I would like it very much if you will subscribe there at Sermon Audio. Go to that orange button at the top and click on iTunes. I would like it also if you YouTube people will subscribe. You know how to do that here, I think. And an equivalency of subscription is just to follow me on Twitter, and you'll find out everything I'm going to be doing every day as I tweet everything, every audio, every video, every e-zine article. Yeah, e-zine article. Do I not have those on here? No. All my e-zine articles are the same as all of this, so it's nothing new there, but e-zine.com. With my name, you'll be able to find a whole bunch of articles that I wrote there. Good to be with you. Don't forget Revelation 17:10, where we began. Five have fallen. One is, says the angel to John. The other has not yet come. When we say amen, it hasn't. But he's coming. He's coming. God bless you today. We'll talk again soon, and bye-bye.